Let's move to the regular agenda. Item 674.
Amend the grants with six neighborhood district coalitions for community collection events at a total cost of $143,086 and extend the term to June 30, 2017.
Come on up. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're bringing forward an ordinance to authorize the two-year amendment to the grants for the district coalition in order to deliver community collection events.
Who are you again?
I'm Jill Kolick, and I'm with the City of Portland Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and I'm the manager of the training and outreach programs. And I'm here today with Jennifer Kirk from Neighbors West Northwest and Richard Bixby from East Portland Neighborhood Office, who will talk after me. For 24 years, we've been doing the community collection events in partnership with Metro, who gives a matching grant for it. We give seven coalition offices money, who in turn pass it on to associations and community, nonprofit, neighborhood groups that put on these events. You may be familiar with them. They happen all throughout the city, and they take the place often of a temporary depot where folks can bring in unwanted items to recycle, reuse, or dispose. And they typically take place on a weekend in the fall and the spring. And we do about 50 of these a year. The goal is to collect of the collection events is to get materials from Portland residents to reduce waste and promote recycling, particularly of bulky materials that often accumulate and might otherwise be disposed of inappropriately. And we place a high degree of value on our relationship that we've had with the coalitions and have developed over these 24 years. The collection events have proven to be a really great vehicle for us and a really great model that have a range of benefits. We leverage the organization's existing assets, their volunteers, their commitment to the community, and their relationships within those communities. We also build community capacity through leadership development, broad community involvement, and also tapping into other aspects people can join the coalition and association offices to help out. And, of course, there's the fundraising element as well. We provide a high-value service to residents, give them the opportunity to promote, to properly dispose of typically hard to get rid of items, and that helps solve some neighborhood nuisance issues. And then we also increase reuse and recycling, especially of larger items. So just a few things to note that this ordinance authorized is based on a recent census data analysis. We're going to be doubling the amount of funding allocation to East Portland for their neighborhood cleanups. And then we're also just taking this opportunity to clarify the reuse and recycling elements that we would like to have in these contracts, as well as the developing partnerships with community organizations, which they already are doing. It's just a way to cement that. So we hope, obviously, that you will support the continued funding of the community collection events. And from there, I'm going to give it to Jen.
Thanks. Mayor Hales and Commissioners, thank you for having me today. My name is Jennifer Kirk. I'm the Information and Outreach Coordinator at Neighbors West Northwest, which is a coalition of 12 neighborhood associations in Inner Southwest and Northwest Portland. In my role as staff, I've coordinated the cleanup program, as we call it in the office, for the past 3 years. The coalition area sees a wide diversity throughout its neighborhoods. That's reflected in our cleanups that the neighborhoods throw. For example, we have three of our neighborhoods are downtown, the Northwest Industrial Neighborhood, and Forest Park. So you can see the wide diversity that we see on issues and cleanups from there. The Community Collection Events Program provides many benefits to neighborhood associations in our coalition area, and flexibility within that program allows each of the participating neighborhood associations in our coalition to tailor funds to their sustainability and waste needs. Some neighborhoods use the funds to hold litter cleanups, and while others focus more on the recycling or bulky waste aspects that Jill was mentioning. Neighborhoods that participate in the program are able to use the funds to address livability issues, to provide a service to their neighbors, and to attract volunteers to contribute to future community events. For several of the neighborhoods that participate in our coalition area, the collection or events are an annual service project. This is one instance of how the general public is introduced to neighborhood associations outside of regularly scheduled meetings. And in this way, the program allows volunteers at specific discrete events to be introduced to the neighborhood system and civic engagement. Expansion of the program will allow more flexibility for volunteers who plan and host community collection events. Long-term volunteers can continue to host their successful events. For example, both Forest Park and Sylvan Highlands have been holding their events for over a decade. But this amendment will allow neighborhoods with different needs to try out new types of collection event styles. For example, the Pearl District and downtown have both expressed interest in focusing on reuse and hard-to-recycle items because recycling and reuse is a challenge for low-car communities and multi-family dwellings. To reflect this need, this fall, Coalition and BPS staff are developing a pilot project between the Downtown Neighborhood Association and Portland State University that will focus on e-waste and recycling specifically. We hope that this will be a model to deploy in other dense neighborhoods that are not amenable to the traditional bulky waste cleanup structure. We also have challenges. If you have an annual event, you usually have a lot of people that come out. When you don't have a lot of space, it's hard to accommodate those people and their needs. So we're looking at potentially having smaller, more repeatable events to suit the community's needs on a regular basis. It would be similar to how our neighborhoods institute their litter cleanups. In these cleanups, we have a partnership with Solve and local businesses to keep costs low. And repeatable litter cleanups are community events with more volunteers, including opportunities for youth participation and community service. Finally, the program expansion will now also encourage potential partnerships between neighborhood associations and nonprofit partners within our coalition boundaries, which will strengthen connections and build community capacity. We look forward to the next 2 years in being able to try new things with this contract amendment. We appreciate BPS's staff's creativity and the program's flexibility, which allow for volunteers to better help their communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard, welcome.
Mayor and commissioners, I'm Richard Bixby with the East Portland Neighborhood Office, one of the seven coalitions that receive this funding. As Jen was saying, these cleanup funds do provide an opportunity for neighborhood associations to build their capacity to connect with their community, all while organizing events that promote proper disposal of bulky items and reuse and recycling. I'd like to thank BPS for taking the step this year and looking at their historic formula of how they divide these funds amongst the city coalitions and taking the step and creating and adopting a more equitable formula. This does benefit East Portland. And with the additional funding, we look forward to reaching even more of the community out there with these events. We are also excited about the chance to work with other community organizations on this cleanup program. Neighborhood associations have been doing these cleanups for many years and have used them for both building their internal capacity and serving the larger community. We think other community organizations can similarly use these. We're looking forward to working with BPS on figuring out how we can best reach other communities that are out there that might be interested in these events. We've also had a lot of partnerships between neighborhood associations on these events, and we're looking that as we expand this, we'll be able to expand more partnerships out in the community. So I support this change and the continued funding of this program.
Great. Thank you. Questions? Thank you all. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item?
No one else signed up.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Very pleased to see a step towards more equitable funding. Aye.
Hales?
Good work. Aye.